Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with...
Ooh.
I'm your host, Psychic Andy. You can also call me Roro. I love that. I'm so happy to be here tonight. And next to me, my delight, my brother from another. It's so good to see you. The blue-eyed Barbadian, JoJo.
Hi. Oh, you are my delight. I'm over here. I got boosted and flu shotted today. I got Band-Aids falling off of me left and right.
Ooh.
But you are my delight tonight.
Wow. You are my delight tonight. You know, it's crazy. I feel like we've had one. I mean, you've got Band-Aids falling off. You have your shots, as you're saying. We saw each other earlier today, and we were drinking Snapples, and we were flicking the bottle caps, and you hit me in the nose.
So I got a
Band-Aid on my nose, rude. If anyone's wondering.
Diet
take care
peach.
Of your health out there.
You got to watch out for those. They're killers.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're all in. In addition to that, I almost messed up my eye doing something else. What a roller coaster. Totally different show, though. Right?
Truly.
Am I right? Truly.
I mean, if not for those bottle caps, we wouldn't even brought it up.
No. But if anyone's wondering why I have a Band-Aid on my face, JoJo, Snapple caps.
Tis
the season. Grab your lederhosen. We're a gozen to Oktoberfest in a little bit here.
We are heading to München.
Oh, yeah.
That's Munich.
Yes.
I think that's how they say it.
Indeed. Should we do a little biz at the top?
Let's do some biz at the top. Let's get to it.
I have some things to share.
Okay.
Where is this? How do I share? There we go.
There it goes.
Okay, we got the manifestation board. Nothing is changing, but I have a big, big update about this ice maker. So last week, you may recall that we had Allison Tolman on, and I was torn, right? I didn't know what to do. Elizabeth has a birthday coming up, and I know she would love some of that Sonic Nugget ice out of one of these machines. But I couldn't wrap my head around it. And I don't know. I was thrown. Where would you say I was at the end of that episode? We had an exchange with Allison about it. And you, where do you gauge me? Where was I?
Well, I think you were really hoping to get some R&D, a little info from Allison, who thought that she had a friend with one of these and was going to ask them about your mold issue. But you seemed pretty positive about it at the time.
Yeah. And I think I was pretty positive about it. But then I slept on it a little bit and I clicked that Amazon link and the price was up to like, I want to say $435. Not cheap. Now,
whoa.
Let me preface
this. Wasn't it in the 300 zone?
Yeah. When we first got wind of this particular model on the show, it was, I think it was 350, tops 365, lowest I would say like 335. I think it was like 355.
Okay, sure.
So anyways, I'm like, around that time, I was like, I can't spend almost $500 for this. That's crazy. And so I set up one of those like Amazon alerts with, you ever use Camel, where it
I
tracks
haven't
prices?
Used that product, no.
Anyways, you can type in your Amazon product that you're looking for. It tracks the price, and you can set an alert like, if it goes under this price, let
Call
me know.
Me.
So this is what I do. I put in 350 as my like, that's the lowest I would go.
You can set your price.
I set my
Not
price.
Just like, let me know when it drops. This is,
no,
I'm willing
I set,
to do this.
I'm willing. This is where I'm willing to start thinking about it. Anyways, days go by. The more I think about it, sorry, Elizabeth, I'm not getting you this ice maker. I buy her a nice sweater, okay? Birthday's coming up.
Okay. Does she like sweaters?
She loves sweaters.
Okay.
And I think she'll really like this one. But then this happened today. I get an email, ba-da-da-bum-ba-bum, price drop alert from my alert that I'd set up. Nugget ice maker, Qualbin, da-da-da-da-da, $2.55.
That's a half pricer.
Yeah, and I'm like,
is this... You have got to get in there.
I feel like I had no choice. I click the link. I'm looking at it. It says there's only two left. And I'm like, and I'm like, this is, how can I not do it? I set my price at $350 and I get this alert in time to get it for her birthday. Just squeak by for $255. I did it. So I'll keep everybody posted.
Oh my God.
This might be a return situation. I could definitely see it. I could see this unboxing and both of us looking at each other and being like, this is ridiculous. There's no reason we should have this in the house. But, hey, we're going to see what happens. It's on its way. So I'm going to make birthday dreams come true, I think.
I mean, you're making my birthday dreams come true. I think this is going to be a tremendous... Are you going to try to set it up and install it? Or are you going to just deliver it like in the cardboard box?
So there is the... my original plan was, yeah, to have it installed, have the water line hooked up and all that stuff. Not doing that. I think we're going to unbox it, see if we like the machine. You don't have to hook it up to the water. Try it out like that first. See what the draining situation is, which I think I said I'm very nervous about.
That's terrifying.
Baby steps. So, but I'll keep you posted. So big development, and it seemed like it was supposed to happen.
I can't. I'm so excited. I'm going to... I mean, I think I mentioned this last week. I will move in with you. Fair enough. Elizabeth is not interested in this.
No, she's going to freak out, but I just want to be honest with everyone up front. I do feel like it might be something that, I don't know.
Well, you take it out and you look at this, at the counter space, at that real estate it's occupying, and it might be a little much. I'm also curious about the noise factor.
Yeah,
you know,
too.
Does it sound like you're walking past like the hallway in the hotel? Yep. Or more specifically, does it sound like you're walking outside the motel ice machine? Is this thing ripping throughout the day and night, crushing ice?
Crazy. Anyway, so that's that. Okay. If this is a keeper, we get to move that to the Dreams Come True board. That will be something else. That will be something else, JoJo.
That's the best thing of all.
The T-Bash hotline is back. We're ready for your voicemails. Hit us up at 909-295-2233. Once again, that's 909-295-2233.
Do we wish it was still 909-359-BEVS? We do. But look, time goes by. Numbers lapse. 909-295-2233. Leave those voicemails. We miss them.
I think it's
not the
really
same
catchy.
Reading your emails or sharing your reels online. We want the questions. If you want to send us video, we're here for that too, but...
I don't know if I need
anybody's
video.
We just like the voicemails.
Bring us the voicemails. Okay, other business real quick. I did want to give a quick update on our latest contest. You guys might remember. Wait, sorry, JoJo. Where'd you go?
Hello.
This beautiful painting I made.
Oh.
It has been updated.
Oh, your signature is just like on checks.
With Randy's high score. So, JoJo, did Randy send his address? We'll get this in the mail to him?
He did.
Okay, great.
He
so
sent his address.
I just wanted everybody to see the final thing. As far as other contests coming down the pipeline, JoJo and I were thinking about, I think we're going to make a beat out of beverage sounds and duck sounds only. So if anyone has any ideas of sounds they want in this beat, and then we're going to have a rap contest for everybody. So... you guys send us the sounds, duck sounds, beverage sounds. I'll make a beat, and then we'll have a rap contest. And JoJo and I are
sounds
still...
sounds only. You're not ripping them. Like, this is... we're going to make... we can make these if needed. But if you can record, do some field recordings of your favorite beverage and duck sounds.
Voice memos.
Certainly.
Like, just voice memos and send them to... what's the email address, JoJo?
TotallyBeverages@gmail.com.
Yeah. So just send those sounds of your ducks or beverages... and we're going to make a beat, and then we're going to have a contest. And JoJo, let's start dreaming up of the prize listeners. You let us know as well.
Yeah, I feel like I think I know what it would be. But yes, okay, I will save it. I'll save it. We'll talk about it offline.
Let's see. Next week, we've got Katrina Davis coming on the show, going to be getting silly with Cherry Coke and Company. Very excited for that.
This is our first guest photo without them drinking a beverage in the photo, but we know that this is going to be smooth sailing for Katrina. Yeah. No stranger to beverages.
None. And I think that's our news. I think we're ready for the main event. Let's go. I am so excited. Jojo, are you ready?
I was born ready. So ready.
Oh, okay, here we come, Oktoberfest. Here we come. All right, tonight's special guest is a comedian, actor, and writer. They are the co-host of the Y'all Gay podcast, as well as the co-host of Perfectly Queer on Twitch, which I caught some of that episode today, and friend of the show, Morgan Walsh, was on there today, Jojo. So that was delightful to see. As well, just named one of the new faces at Montreal's Just for Laughs Festival and a comedian you should know by Vulture. In addition to that, they drink things, and we're going to find out if they like ducks shortly here in a second. Please welcome to the show, Ever Maynard.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm super stoked.
So thrilled to have you on.
Pleasure to have you. Pleasure to have this external microphone in the works. First guest of the season to have this is a podcaster, nice, a Twitch, you know, streamer, yeah, ready to rip.
Truly. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, so no, fun. It was awesome. Yeah, that was such a great episode. And so, I mean, that hearing about Morgan was on our show for a completely different, having, yes, to do with some teas.
Oh.
But I know Morgan and I'm familiar with the work that she's been doing. But to hear about it on your show was like so amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I hadn't heard about it in a while. Like, so it was like a big update for me. And I was like, holy shit, they've accomplished so much.
But
so go check out go check out Perfectly Queer.
Mm-hmm.
So Ever, this is how we start most of the shows, every single one of them. Yes. We do something called the beverage profile, where we get to know you through a typical day in your life based on what kind of beverages you drink throughout the day. Okay. So we start at the moment you wake up, which is approximately what time?
6:45, 7 in the morning.
Okay, fantastic.
I almost thought you were going to say 6:47. Like,
oh my God, like a psychopath.
People with that. You're like, I have to do this stuff.
Jojo, I could say your anticipation too. You're like, oh, please say it. Please say it.
I don't know why. Really,
6:47.
I felt that was coming.
Yeah.
6:47.
So what is the first beverage that is hitting your lips in the morning?
I drink the rest of my nightstand water. You know,
friend of the show.
You've got to rehydrate, and then it's coffee.
Now we go very slow here because we like the details. What type of vessel is that nightstand water in? We talking a glass, a cup? Do you have a special water bottle?
Glass.
Nice
pint glass, mm-hmm. And like we're talking like a this shape pint glass.
Yeah, that shape
for the classic podcast glass. Listeners.
Classic glass.
You coastered up over there or no coaster?
This one, nightstand, no coaster.
I love it.
Table coaster.
Nice.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You gotta
Where's this water coming from? We got to back up one step further.
Up.
We're in a memento, this whole thing.
I got one of those really long Brita water filters, like a Brita.
The tank?
The big tank.
With the, what do you call it? The little spigot at the.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
I really enjoy it. I was getting the little pitcher, but it took too long. Like to fill, and then it was like out immediately. The house that I'm renting it, or the unit that I'm renting in, is a duplex, once an old house. It's over 100 years old, and they haven't replaced the pipes. So I do not trust the water general, but especially here.
Yeah,
I love
don't
that.
Drink and the water, as your friend
tangy.
Jay Matthews once said. Is there that Brita pitcher? You're absolutely right. I almost feel like the proportions are off. Like it's like almost 50-50, like filter area and carafe part.
Yes. And you can't drink it while it's filtering.
Yes. They got to fix
that's
that.
A big con.
I'm surprised. Like now, just because every college student buys one once a year, like is that enough to just like not make a better product?
And it's like, you got to keep the secret with these Britas. You got to also remember to keep buying the filters. You got to replace. People forget.
How often you're replacing that filter?
Yeah, I got the sticker. I'm up to whatever.
Oh my God.
I use the sticker system that they provide.
Now let's call
and you adhere to it. This is like a sticker. That's
I'm like, okay, incredible. It's been 3 months or 2 months or whatever it is.
Okay.
Let's call your model. You have like the bin or the trough, if you will.
The trough. Now, yeah.
I like the tank. I like the tank.
The tank's the tank's even better. So how often do you have to fill that tank up though? And it is a little trickier to wield than the pitcher when you're filling. So what is that like?
I have a double sink. So I kind of balance it on the middle aisle, the sink aisle, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Then I hold it still and then I fill it up. And then I do it now like 2 times a day because it is so hot. It's just so hot.
So you're filling the tank up twice a day.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water.
You're staying hydrated. Yeah. All right, let's keep going with the profile. This is fantastic. Okay.
Room temp. So this is starting out room temp. Filling up that pint glass.
If I feel like it, sometimes I'll put the tank in the fridge. But I notice I don't drink enough water when I do that. Because it's out of sight, out of mind.
Slowing the consumption. Oh,
so it's just living on the countertop.
Yeah.
Love that. Excellent. Okay, what time is this coffee happening?
If I wake up at 7, it's at 7:05. 7.
Whoa. Okay, what's the ritual?
You want to be wake up, use the bathroom, go make my coffee.
Just the beverages,
I was like, is
please.
This what you want? You freaks.
This is just a con to get me to talk about my bathroom routines.
647, 647.
Okay, see why you've supplied me with liquids. Bottles of liquids. I am impatient. I don't let the coffee maker fill or the actual coffee carafe fill.
Okay.
Pour a little cup, go in.
It's hissing on the little happening? Hot plate. Yes. The hot plate.
Going on the hot plate?
Yes, it is. I used to do like AeroPress and I used to have like a fancy French press set up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I researched best drip coffee maker.
Yeah.
And I bought it's not even fancy. It's a Cuisinart, but it's still very good. I'll let it hiss. I don't care. I'm tired. I gotta wake up.
How much longer? I'm just curious, and I'm no judgment, but a lot of judgment happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How much longer would it take for it to finish its cycle?
You know, I don't know. I refuse.
Never have.
Never done a whole time.
I'm like, got my cup of coffee, go to the porch, and then when I come back, it's done. So I have a little porch area, and that's where I have my morning coffee.
Nice. And are you brand loyal or anything? That is there a bag of beans that you like more than others or?
No, I have been going to like a little coffee shop here and they have their own coffee called Dune. Mm. And that's really good. Or like Civil Coffee. I really enjoy coffees right now I'm like on a South American kick. And sometimes it'll be like East African coffees. Sometimes it'll be a blend, but it kind of just goes. I also really enjoy lemonade, fresh lemonade, and iced coffee.
Like side by side?
It's like Arnold Palmer, but with coffee.
But it's never Maynard.
Yeah. No.
No, I had it first in Glendale.
The jewel city of Glendale, my own backyard. Yes.
Wait. Okay, what are the ratios? Is it 50-50?
What's going on top?
Wait, is it like a cold brew coffee, cold brew plus lemonade?
Yeah, but if it's like it pulls out the fruitiness in the iced coffee, like of the beans.
I love this.
It's really refreshing. It sounds weird as hell, but it's so good.
We've talked about them before. You know, now you kind of see them as sort of like coffee cocktails or something. But like, I don't know. I remember once having one that was like tonic water. And espresso over ice with lime on it. And that was fucking delicious. Mm. I could see this being really good. It just seems extreme.
Yeah, it's extreme and it's too expensive. It's an annoying.
Oh, right. It's probably $9.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Because you're getting two custom beverages. Mm-hmm. You got your fresh squeezed lemonade. Yep. There's no country time action in there.
No.
Fresh squeezed lemonade, premium coffee, region specific, possibly single origin, not old and cold.
Mm-mm.
Drip coffee from the day before.
Fresh.
This is fresh cold brew.
It's LA prices.
Process,
you know?
Time. You're paying for that square footage. Okay. So, yeah. All right. Wait. So you got that in Glendale. Can you shout it out? Where did you get it?
Oh, my God. It's off of Glendale and I used to go there. Not Civil. I'm going to look this up.
Regent?
No. It's near the Creamy Spoon.
Oh, yeah. I know that's okay. Oh, the Heights. Or
Highlight.
No. Highlight.
Highlight
Coffee. Highlight. Nailed
it. Highlights. Goofus and Gallant.
You
yes.
know. Wow. The Creamy Spoon.
The Creamy Spoon Coffee adjacent place.
Yeah.
So listeners from afar, if you come to Glendale.
Have you been to the Creamy Spoon?
Never.
Yeah. So it's the Never. Name. At one time they had a red carpet and like the velvet, what is it? Scanchions? What is it called? The ropes?
Stanchions? The ropes? Velvet rope. Let's just say velvet rope.
Yeah, velvet yeah. rope.
Okay. They had that all out in front of the Creamy Spoon ice cream
yeah.
place.
It's French. It's French
Again,
food.
Only...
This it's a French food
it's
restaurant.
Not an ice, it's not up. An ice cream
no,
spot?
I'm sure they have
no
it.
No milkshakes.
They might have it. I've never been in. But it's French food.
Never will.
I never huh. will.
Honestly?
Well, unless they have no, beverages, man. I'm never going. All right, well, let's get back to your profile. Okay, so coffee happens. You're sitting out in your special spot.
Are you dressing it up at all?
Oh, yeah.
Or black?
It depends. Sometimes black, sometimes with a splash of almond milk, and I like Khalifa.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit thicker. And sometimes half and half.
Nice.
Awesome.
Okay, all so right, take us through after post-coffee, like up to lunchtime, what's happening?
Just water. Okay. I don't like LaCroix. I don't. It's fine. Somebody has it. But there's a new sparkling water that I've been buying from Trader Joe's. And they have it everywhere that starts with a G. It looks like it has a seal. I'm going to type this in.
Please do.
Do
you have it in your fridge right now?
No, I drank it all today.
I also have to, I mean, we're moving forward, I know, but I feel like you may be the first guest of the show who is region specific about their coffee loyalties. And even though you might move around town, but you found something you like in South African beans. Like if you can see a choice on a menu, you're going to grab that.
Yeah.
Tasting notes be damned. It's that.
It's that one that I want. Because it's what I'm vibing right now. Sometimes I'll drink Sumatra. It's a very... Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all are, it's a very rich, dark coffee, but mainly that in the winter. Ooh. February.
Okay,
vibes.
I like this.
Because it's heavy. Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah.
The dankness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Live so it. it's Gerald Steiner, Girl oh, Steiner. Yes.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we've seen, yeah.
This
yeah.
feels very in the flow with tonight's.
Yeah. Gerald Steiner.
Yes.
Gerolstein, someone's going to be like, this moron is mispronouncing this left and right. But I recently discovered it and I like it. I like Great. It better than Topo Chico, which I never thought I would say.
And is yeah. it, would you
Are
say
you from
it's
Texas?
Like,
am I wrong about
I am
that?
From Texas. Yeah, I'm from Central.
Okay, yeah, this is serious. Yeah, yeah the serious words.
Agua Mineral is great.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like you like the more, like, if you like Topo Chico, you like the mineral and, like, you like the bubbles, right? Is this one where,
oh, it's great
compared
bubble.
To Topo Chico, is it more bubbles?
More bubbles,
like,
crisper.
Yeah.
Sometimes
spicier,
I drink,
if you
and,
will.
And I don't always drink sparkling water because sometimes it makes my, I can't explain, it makes my head hurt. Or makes, there's oh. like a weird, just feels weird. Just doesn't feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
Follow you. Listen to your body.
If it feel, have y'all done a club, mate episode yet?
Club oh. mate? Is that yerba mate and club soda?
It's a type of yerba mate and it's sold in Europe. They have it at this place in Glendale I found. Gallico's World Beverages.
Oh, yeah.
And they have it at a few other places. But it is, I think it's tasty. It is an acquired taste, but if you want to be awake for 24 yeah. hours and feel good and then have a disgusting crash and not have it be an illegal drug, I would highly recommend.
I'm adding it to the Bev list right
it,
now.
Don't do it at 9:30. You will not be able to.
Yeah.
No, we don't fuck with caffeinated beverages.
Okay.
Now, if we're doing the nighttime
yeah,
show,
absolutely
we just
not.
Another cold brew episode and it was a special morning
yeah
morning
it's
episode
dish. It's cool as hell
Okay, so we got the water going. We're staying super hydrated. Mm-hmm. Take us through lunch to dinner time. Is there anything happening through that window? More water?
More water, more coffee. Yeah. Which I think.
How many cups of coffee are you hitting?
You know, it depends if I'm, you know, if I'm feeling lost in a void, I'll have a lot more coffee.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is something I can do. This is a task.
Oh, yeah. This is a task you can complete.
Yeah. And I
appreciate
and I'll
this.
Know that this coffee will taste good and will make me feel better. It doesn't work
temporarily.
Yep. Temporarily. And then sometimes I feel like I'll make a little matcha drink.
You're making your own matcha. You got a powder? Tell us about that.
I like to use a nice powder. I do buy the little cylinder. I think it's itchy. It's like Japanese matcha. You can get it in Little Tokyo. Any grocery store now, I think, has it.
Okay.
Sweet.
I don't have a whisk or anything, but I put it now in my blender.
The ultimate whisk, a robot whisk.
Yeah, robot whisk. Sometimes water with a dash of almond milk, but if I'm feeling fancy, I'll do all almond milk. Blend it up, pour it over ice, nice and airy. Ooh.
And that gives you a nice, tell me about that pick-me-up versus the coffee pick-me-up. What is the difference?
It feels better.
It's like cleaner, right? Is it like a cleaner high, if you will?
Yeah, and it feels more focused, less jittery. And I like that a lot. Actually just restock, so I should probably make like a big batch to make iced matcha.
And if you're making a big batch, how long does that batch last for?
You know, I've never tried it. So I'm excited to try it.
So wait, can you make like a single serving? Is that what you're normally doing?
I just pour a glass of water in the blender and I add the matcha.
Yeah.
Blend it up, pour it over ice. There you go.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Man.
All right. Yeah,
this sounds great. This is like RIP Caldi, a coffee shop in Atwater that used to do a pirate's chai, they called it. And it was chai spices with matcha and green tea as a latte. And it was giant. They only sold it in one size and it was huge. And it was, you could like see the future.
Wait, Caldi, is that the one? Where did it recently close?
Yeah, just closed like a few months ago.
Okay.
Very sad.
I was like, oh, I remember driving past that. That sucks.
Yeah, it's all right. A street with 7 coffee shops on it can't
be sustainable.
The center cannot hold, you know? It's all right. So if you're going, maybe you're having a little caffeine pick me up in the afternoon. Anything at dinner time that's striking your fancy?
Right now, I've been drinking a lot of gin martinis, dry. Mm. I like a dry vermouth. Sometimes I like it dirty olive, sometimes clean or neat.
Yeah. Sure.
I was going through like really nice bourbons, or just like middle grade bourbons, some whiskeys, just neat on that.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I want,
what was your favorite one you found? You think
there's the one with the horse on it. That's from Kentucky.
Oh,
Blanton's. I liked Blanton's.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, but I also found Woodford Reserve was kind of just as good. And over half the, under half the, you know what I mean? Like under half the price.
Of course, totally.
Was fine.
I'm a big Four Roses guy over here.
Okay, cool.
Like the single barrel one. You're paying a little premium, but nothing like Blanton's or something like that.
Yeah, Blanton's was a nice, there are two places in Los Angeles that have it, and I don't think the bartenders know what it is.
Oh, wow. So you're not, it's not, they're not charging you.
They don't know what's happening.
I was
30,
like,
40 bucks or,
I was like,
okay. You can tell us offline the names of those places. We won't blow up your spot.
I mean, I don't
get it.
I don't care if you don't care. I'm sure the listeners would be excited.
Yeah, no, we don't care.
Footsies. Oh,
sure.
And I used to go there a lot, and I went there recently, and it was just mobbed by 20-year-olds, and it made me sad because I was like,
they heard about the Blantons. 20-year-olds can't resist that stuff.
Man.
It's like a pie on a windowsill.
I was like, you can't go to Zebulon anymore, you know what I mean? Like, it's just obnoxious. Mm-hmm. And it's like, now they've found out about Footsie's, my little crusty little spot. Really great DJ nights, and then Verdugo Bar.
Oh, yeah.
The Cooper has got a great selection of liquor and beers.
Nice.
And if you're ever in Highland Park, York Street Liquor off of York, literally right before you get on the 110, is the coolest, like, low-key liquor store I've ever been to. These two, I think it's two women that own it and run it, but everybody in that store can tell you it's, you know, like a little it looks like a little convenience store, kind of like liquor or whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's like corner store.
Like, it's not nice. And then you go in, they have the greatest selection, even beers. Like, they're always getting different things in.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they're very knowledgeable. I'll be like, oh, I want to have this mood tonight, and they're like, you should get this tequila, and you should get that. This beer will pair with that. It's like, hell yeah.
That's so good. Everybody needs one of those in their life. One of my least favorite things about any specialty store of any kind, where like you sell kind of one item, mm-hmm. whether it's like a liquor store, record store, whatever it might be, is people who get mad about those kinds of questions. Like,
that's why you're there,
you
dude.
You showed up. You're like, wasn't this your dream? You know, that I'm going to come in here and just say, you tell me what's good.
Right.
And especially, it's like, hey, I understand if it's too open-ended, but especially if you say, I've really been enjoying Blanton's and Woodford Reserve, and so something in there, I want to spend blank. What do you have? You know? And then they're giving you that sweet advice of like, oh, bang for your buck.
Yeah.
You gotta try this.
I love it.
Yeah.
And they're like,
absolutely.
So good. Like, and I'll be like, hey, I tried this last time. I don't have that much money. What else? What's it? Just a little below. I love it.
That's perfect. Beautiful. All right, York Street Liquor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, Highland Park killing it. You got Galco's, which I've been to Galco's like 3 times in the last month for sodas and stuff.
And neat snacks.
Anyways. And yeah.
Fun snacks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so getting up till the bedtime, anything else in there that we need to know about before you're filling up that pint glass and putting it on your nightstand?
It's water again.
Yeah.
Two gin martinis going to the pint glass at night.
But then there's a tea. I think it's like rose hips, sinacha. I wish I knew the other herbs in it. Again, got it from the tea place. I live in Highland Park, so it's like easy. I can just stroll on down and get it. But it's like a nighttime tea. And it works better than any like melatonin or even like weed that I've had. And you wake up and there's no like grogginess or hangover. It's just like a natural way to fall asleep.
So what, like about how much before you're like putting a head on a pillow are you drinking that tea?
I like 30 minutes, like while I'm winding down, watching TV, have a little tea, pretend I'm not alone. You know.
Have a good laugh with the TV.
Yeah.
And it's that sounds great. That's I'm here for
one.
That.
Like talking to the teacup.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. So much is night-night love.
That sounds great.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then water hits the nightstand. What a beverage profile. Mm-hmm. Solid.
It sounds very boring, to be honest.
No,
you don't understand what the people are here for. Okay. This is all they want.
Okay. I will say, if I'm in Texas, it's a different story. It's a lot of Big Red and Dr. Peppers.
I had a Big Red last week.
Wow, sugary.
Oh, and last week we did a Dr. Pepper shootout. That was our episode with Allison Tolman. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Cool. Yeah. Do you ever put peanuts?
Galco's had the OG Dublin's Dr. Pepper. What is it called? Formula 19.
Yeah, now it's like Dublin
1891.
Yeah, we should remember. It was only 7 days ago, but yeah.
I'll try it. Is it better? Is it good?
They were. So we had that one, which was like one of the original bottling plants for Dr. Pepper that then had to change its name. We had Dr. Pepper with real sugar. We had just regular Dr. Pepper. And then we had something called Dr. Wells, I think.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, kind of an imposter.
Dad's
like,
Root Beer's entry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were all delicious. Like,
so good.
Just fantastic.
You know what's
all
shit?
Super different.
Diet Pepsi. Mm. I'll say it right now. I just got really aggressive.
No.
I had a Diet Pepsi. Went to go see Pavement this past weekend. That was really fun. And I was driving, so I was like, I can't have anything to drink tonight. And I went to the bar, and I was like, I'll just have, like, a Diet Coke. Because it's a jam. It's jam band night. You know, this... They're going to go long. I need to be awake.
They got a big catalog.
Yeah.
I'm going to celebrate it.
We're going to have a nice time. And the bartender was like, we've got Diet Pepsi. And I was like, sure. What could be the difference? Huge difference. Just water. It's so gross. I'll die on that hill.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were surprised that it was so delicious. I thought they made a convert.
No,
it is.
Oh, no.
You would never order again. So next time, you've maybe turned into one of those people who now would refuse the Pepsi family of products.
I like a Pepsi.
If you see, okay, just the diet.
Just the diet. What about RC Cola?
It's been a while since we've done RC, but we've done the Diet Pepsi versus Diet Coke versus Pepsi Zero versus Coke Zero pretty recently.
Okay.
And I want to say, I have a theory of what happened to you ever.
Okay.
I
want to say that we always, the Pepsi products seem pretty good for a second. And then, but then in context of like 10 sips, you're always going to go Coke, but they dupe you in the beginning. But what I think happened to you specifically that night, I think in addition to Diet Pepsi just not being that great, you had a shitty fountain version of it.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. Like, I think if you had a
low
can
on
of
syrup,
it,
you think maybe a little low on syrup. They weren't balancing that machine. Nobody
too much
was
water. Like
too much water.
It just sounds off. Like what you had sounds off. Where I'm not doubting that you don't like Diet Pepsi, but I think if you had a can of it and a can of Diet Coke.
I'll give it another shot. I'll give it another shot.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
If you just give PepsiCo a chance, that's
I'm
all
trying.
We're asking. That's what we're here for.
But shout out Big Red. Oof, I love a Big Red.
Have you had it with peanuts in it?
No, you put the peanuts right in there?
You should get a glass bottle to do that.
Cocktail peanuts or dry roasted peanuts?
Dry roasted. Just a little bag.
And then you just let them get into your...
You get the snack bag, right? Yeah. Like you get the little super dry roasted gas station bag of peanuts, like a 2 for 99 cents.
I feel like Ever's like produced like 8 months of our show for us tonight.
This has been great. We can start tonight's episode now.
All right,
pre-pro.
Let's get into Oktoberfest, guys. Right. So, Jojo, do you want to take us on this journey? Because you source these beers. I'm so excited, and we're doing this blind.
Yes.
What are we doing tonight, Jojo?
I am so glad you asked. We are drinking a sampling of Oktoberfest beers. Oktoberfest, we've covered on the show before a long, long time ago. The year was 2016.
Here we go.
And Roro and I did it alone in the middle of October, thinking Oktoberfest has got to be in October, but of course it is not. No. In fact, we had a hard time finding some of those beers at that time because we were so late to the game. Because Oktoberfest in Munich, the home of Oktoberfest, is this Saturday, the 17th of September, until October 3rd.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
And that is every year. That's not some COVID weird thing or whatever else. Every year it's like mid-September to early October. Something in that zone is what's going on. We didn't pull any fun oom-pa-pa music, and that episode's very unhinged. You don't need to go listen to it. But I'm pretty excited about this representation we have here. We've got a couple of Munich-based of German, authentic German beers. They call them Marzen beers because they're actually, they start the fermentation process in March. And then they ferment all summer long.
When I saw Marzen, I was just curious if that was another word for beer, but you answered that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got four, and we all have them. We're going to do these blind.
Okay.
We've got two German and two American ones. We've got... so it's Polliner. I forget the name of the other one. It's Heckler. You know it, guys. Everybody knows it. On the American side, we've got our friends Sam Adams Oktoberfest and also Shiner.
Okay.
For our Texans.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are we going to know, are we playing like guess the German? So like do you think we'll know? Is it going to be very clear country battle here or no? Are we going to get duped?
Hacker Shore is the name of the other one. Are we going to get duped? I don't think so. Now, Shiner is all German style, so they might have it. Sam Adams, while it's a very popular seasonal beer, I think may end up being the biggest outlier of the bunch. But Otherwise, it's gonna be like
pumpkin
spiced
or something.
It's also pumpkin spice. Absolutely.
Have y'all had the Shiner Cheer?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
I remember loving that in my 20s in Chicago, going nuts on Shiner Cheer. And then I tried it as an adult and I was like, it's too sweet.
I remember thinking that
makes
that
a lot
about,
of sense.
I used to drink like Newcastle and Bass and all this stuff that is like, it's like syrup now. Yeah. It's more like soda at this point. It's really tough to get through some of them. And so these should all be pretty straightforward.
Okay.
The Oktoberfest, we can start one.
Okay, great.
So pull just the bottles. The can is a wild card for the end.
Is that a bonus Jonas?
It's a bonus Jonas.
Are we doing A or does it matter?
Well, we'll pull them out. I don't think.
I love this, JoJo. Great job on the blind wrapping. I'm here for this.
Thank you so much. So, Everett, you can pick where we start. Pick a letter.
Oh, we got so many letters.
This is partly to confuse ourselves. We don't go A, B, C, D.
Okay.
Because it doesn't work for us. So, yeah, you can pick a place to begin.
And JoJo, one more time. We got Sam Adams, Shiner, and what are the two German ones?
Polliner and Hacker Shore. Okay. Oh, how could I forget? The one other connection I will say between this episode and the last one, besides the fact that, well, only that episode started with a freestyle rap, is that this one also includes our winner from last
time. No shit. Okay. Are you going to tell us what that was now, or should we wait? Let's wait.
Let's wait. I think let's wait.
Let's do R.
Cool. R.
Great. Okay. And so I will say this too, before we pop tops. Be careful, because I don't know if there will be clues under the bottle cap. So try to hide
those. Okay, so we won't look at the bottle caps. Yeah, yeah. Get the bottle cups out of sight after you pop, everybody. Yeah. Fair enough.
I did.
Oh, nice.
Bring some souvenirs,
JoJo.
Thank you.
What is wrong with me?
This is a little Stein bottle opener that doesn't work very well that I got in Germany 10 years ago.
Okay, hang on, guys.
All good. You take your time. Oh, it smells. This smells like Oktoberfest. This smells like a. This smells like a fun day at the beer garden. It really does.
And so all these should have pretty similar characteristics. I think they're slightly boozier than your standard like Pilsners. Okay. They're a little darker, a little maltier, they will taste a little bit sweeter, but they all should be kind of pretty straightforward and beer-like. All right.
Can we take a rip?
Let's take a rip.
Ooh, it's thick. The viscosity is a little thicker than I would have expected.
Ooh,
there's a weird herbal... nuttier aftertaste.
Yeah. Totally. And it's not as not as carbonated as I would have expected. Does that resonate with you guys?
Mm-hmm. Almost like malty, like a Guinness. You know how that can be. Maybe like a third or fourth cousin of a.
Yes.
Milky.
Milky. Caramelly.
Yep.
Because it is sort of thick.
This is not what I have in my mind as an Oktoberfest beer. No. I'm going to be very surprised if all of them are like this, and I just am totally wrong.
The smell reminds me of a dive bar.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yes.
Okay.
I think like walking, all of these might smell a little bit like a dive bar.
Okay.
Like, when I say this reminds me of a fun day at a beer garden, it, like, reminds me of, like, walking into the bar on the way to the bathroom, whatever that smell is.
Yes. That's what this beer
is
giving.
It's thick. This is what's making the floor sticky.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite bathroom smell, but it's on your way to the bathroom.
You're very close. Someone sloshed a few of these.
Yeah.
I like this, though. This has, for being that thick, darker beer, which I don't usually go for, I prefer a more refreshing joint on an Oktoberfest day, but I'm not mad at this. And I don't know why it feels like a fun drunk. I don't know why I can even guess that from three sips, but I think this is a fun drunk. I don't know.
I want that for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's up next?
Let's do J.
All right.
Do it.
This is so fun.
All right, let's see here. Don't peek at those caps again.
Yeah, no, no cap peekers in the bunch.
I'm doing a little palate cleanse.
Okay. Oh, this smells entirely different.
Cooked my friend a steak. I have one of my very best friends is staying with me, so I cooked a really nice. Already, I like the smell.
Yeah.
A really nice kind of steak dinner, and it was so tempting to just be like, "What? Just have a beer. Just try one of those
just
beers.
Have one.
Just one beer.
Just have one." I had to write it on the bag.
Huh. Wait, I gotta smell R and then smell
this one. Am I wrong? This smells a tiny bit like weed, but not in an IPA way.
I totally know what you're saying. Absolutely. But it's weird. I'm taking some smells and I'm not getting much of it at all.
Hmm. Going back and smelling R is a.
It's a rough go.
Different experience. I'm gonna hit this.
Okay. Here we go, Jay.
I like Jay. I like the crisp.
Oh.
They're cousins, though. They are cousins.
They're cousins. It's lighter.
There's still that milkiness, though, mm-hmm. or something. There's still the... It's not quite as thick viscosity as the other one, but it's still... Mm-hmm. What's the word for it? It must be a characteristic of these.
I mean, I think it... I'm going back to caramelly. I'm going to... I think it's a malt. Not like malt liquor. It is malt in the mash. I think that makes it different. That makes it different from a Pilsner.
I could definitely have a very, what are they? The big glasses. What are they called?
The big Steins.
I forgot.
Oh, God.
I got scammed into buying one of these at Golden Road Brewery the other day. Cause it was $5. Cause I think they already did their Oktoberfest thing.
Oh man.
But it's a big Oktoberfest.
Like you get points.
Refiller. I thought so. And I asked them to refill it, and they're like, "Oh, do you want another Stein?" I was like, "No, I just want you to put the beer back in this one." They gave it to me a regular ass pint glass.
No.
And I'll tell you what else. I don't think I'm not 100% sure this is a true pint glass, but it looks great and it's heavy in the hand.
It's nice.
And at some point, I'm going to dump one of these in. The winner is going to go in. I think.
Love it.
Okay.
I'm getting burpy.
Yep.
No, boy.
Yep.
This one tastes like a classic fucking beer.
Yeah.
Does it not? This is like this is like thieving this from your uncle.
Yes, I'm thinking like I would say a Sunday.
A Sunday beer?
Yeah, it's a Sunday beer.
I like this for you.
But this almost feels like a okay, is this really crazy? Is this adjacent to like a Blue Moon?
Oh, a Blue Moon. Off base?
There's something
I've forgotten about Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something I can't put my finger on it, but these are not why are these not as light and pilsnery as I thought they would be? I'm confused.
You don't find this one light, Jay? I'm feeling pretty like it feels pretty crisp to me.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
I think
we'll come back. We're gonna circle back.
Anything else on that one ever?
I had a crisp note at the beginning.
I did too.
Okay.
I could see the milky. I see all where you're getting the milky, but initially, oh my God, crisp. Burping.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we go to A?
Yeah.
Sure. Pretty wild thing. Oktoberfest beer is apparently a trademark of the Munich Brewers Club, which consists of only six breweries, Augustiner Brau, Hocker Shore Brau, present tonight, Löwenbräu, Polliner, present, Spatenbräu, and Hofbräu München.
I remember we did Löwenbräu the last time, I feel like.
That sounds right.
Wait, so are they the only beers that in the official Oktoberfest over there that can provide for the festival?
That is right. That is exactly correct. Awesome. They brew beer for the actual Oktoberfest Bavarian thing when people are guzzling these by the giant stein full.
There is this one's, oh, go ahead.
No, you please.
No, it's just a story about Texas.
Oh, I love Texas. Sure.
Yeah.
So like in the 1800s, there's a large Czech and German immigration to Texas. And yes. Where I grew up, most of the coast is German or Czech, and Central Texas is a lot of German and Czech. There's SBJST. It's kind of like the Masonic Lodge of Czechs. I'm Czech German. And part of this was learning Czech, Czechoslovakian. But a lot of the towns where I grew up in very rural Texas. My grandmother grew up in, and my mother grew up in Westphalia. It's spelled Westphalia, but it's pronounced Westphalia. It's like a bunch of old Germans. German was my grandmother's first language. But there's a town outside of Austin called Wahlberg. And they have a huge beer garden, massive German beer garden. And it was like you would sit family style with strangers and they would just have this great German music and incredible. Like it wasn't like it's an LA beer garden. It was like a legit beer garden. And then you went and you just like helped yourself on this like German buffet. That was like these beers are taking me to that as like a kid.
Yeah.
Sneaking sips from, you know, my mom or my dad's glass as they drank or they danced.
That's beautiful. That's I should have put a big pretzel in the bag for you. That would have been great.
Sauerkraut? There was a lot of sauerkraut.
Sure. Just a scoop of sauerkraut at the bottom. You know?
I didn't have cold sauerkraut until I moved to Los Angeles. I thought it was always hot.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Yeah, it's often hot, right? Because you're usually cooking, say, sausages or whatever in it, serving it. So good. We spent like 10 days in Bavaria, really, like Austria and Germany. And yeah, those beer gardens and everything were so fucking fun. And even there, it was like they looked like an outdoor school cafeteria, a lot of them. It was just like picnic tables.
Yeah.
And like you'd buy drink tickets and you just go and say you want the light beer or the dark beer or what do they call it when they put like lemonade in it?
Ooh.
Speaking of, anyway, I'll remember it.
Okay.
But you could get one of those. And they would give you the giant stein of it. And then there'd be people who'd come around with a little barrel of schnapps, like they're human St. Bernards. And for like €5, they'd give you a little thing of some like local schnapps. It's fucking dynamite. I did throw up at the airport on the way home on the last day, but otherwise stayed pretty steady. That was a good time.
Nice.
Fantastic. All right, what do we think of A?
What are we doing, guys? I didn't even sip it.
I'm getting a bathroom smell again. I'm getting.
I was gonna say I didn't want to say it till you guys had a sip because I don't want to influence too much. But my first smell, I thought piss. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe the piss smell. These might be the. What if these are the authentic Oktoberfest beers? Because we're not used to them with our palate.
Maybe.
Or they could just be shit American beers.
Are you thinking that this one already is a closer kin to R? Is that what you're kind of putting out there ever? Potentially? The first one that we sipped on?
Yeah. I think this is closer to R.
Interesting. Oh, shit. That was coming over the top there.
So, ever at the end of this, we'll each rate our favorite to, you know, least favorite.
I feel like A is a little bit heavier than R.
More boozy too, I think.
Yeah,
I think the piss thing's interesting because
piss.
We're just drinking piss.
Total beverages.
German purity laws piss. At their finest. I feel like it's got to be. I mean, it's astringent, right? It's got a little of that in it, but I'm not mad at it. I'm kind of into this one.
Excuse me.
Ba 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 boop.
That's nice.
Let me say this, and granted, this is all these comments get harder and harder the deeper we go on these, especially when we're dealing with booze.
Yeah.
But remember how I was saying that R seemed like a happy drunk to me?
Uh-huh.
And we're not going to be able to figure any of this out, so this is kind of pointless. But this doesn't seem like a happy drunk to me. A seems like you're waking up the next morning not feeling good, having some serious social anxiety.
You've had some cigarettes.
Yeah. Like it just feels like the night goes wrong with this one.
I'll just have one or two.
And this is one of those like I even my first sip, I was like, oh, I think I like this, but I think that's it. Ooh, tricks me. You know, I think it. I think this one is cunning. This is your. This is the ring of power here. This is like, it's going to try to sneak in its way into your life, and it might not be for the best.
Mm-mm. And the booziness of this one, I especially feel it on the aftertaste, which I don't know what that is. It's almost like an IPA bite in the back. Does that make sense? Like, there's something about the end of this one. It just has bite.
Yes. Can I give a little more Oktoberfest beer info?
I'd be bummed if you didn't.
Okay. So the reason why these will all end up tasting pretty similar to each other is, oh God, is especially in Germany, they're all made with, they have a beer purity law. I think Germany needs to cool it with purity laws and probably not. Just call it anything else, but the Rheinheitsgebot, it does limit the ingredients they can include in the beer, so it can only have. I want to say a pilsner. It's only it's like barley, yeast, and water or something. And this is barley, hops, yeast, and water, and then it has what's called a Munich malt, which is a sweeter kind of malt than you'd use in other beers, and it makes it darker. So it does make it kind of sweeter up front, but still is pretty crisp on the back end, because it's not that much heavier duty than like a normal lager or even a pilsner, where it's still like, but because you've got the hops in there, I think that gives it a little bit of that bite.
Hitting-ness.
And the malt gives it a little sweet. Mm-hmm. And so it's just probably then that balance in there, but that's all they can put in.
Are you suggesting too then that like the ABV is like in the like 5 to 6 range, like
that's
similar
exactly
to like
it.
A Budweiser or something like that?
Yeah, it tops out. It's like 5.5, 6, I guess they say. Cause huh. Yeah, we're like those ones might be like 4.5 to 5, you know, it's like a percentage point more maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, I'm intrigued. Let's go B.
Brow. Brow. Isn't that beer in Germany? Brow.
Brow. Brow.
Brow. Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is an outlier, at least on the nose for me.
I'm not getting soap. Guys?
Oh. Yeah, soap or
I'm gonna dig in.
I know.
Herby, like a herb, like
you gotta get a good smell.
Like sage or some sort of like,
oh,
thistle? Does thistle have a smell?
The sting
smell.
In the throat. It stings in the throat. I like
does
that.
Does it? Does it? I gotta take a rip. Whoa, this is very different.
I like this one.
This gotta be hops.
This is my favorite.
This gotta be hops, right?
I'm calling it. This one is my freaky little favorite.
Okay.
My lips just went numb with this one a little bit.
It feels
you
bright.
Have a hops allergy.
Bright?
I got bright for me.
Bright.
Bright.
Okay,
give us one more. Hit us with one more adjective. I feel like you have. We might end up rapping before the night's over. Who could say?
It's a lighter mouthfeel. It's hitting on the front middle part of my tongue.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
What section is that?
To me, does this resonate? There's something.
Sorry, like touch my.
There's
tongue.
Something like a wreath about this, like pine or something. There's something Christmassy about this one to me.
Okay,
not in a cinnamon incensey way, in like a pine wreath.
Yeah, snow.
I'm gonna have
on
a little
pine.
Bit of water so I can retest. Also, if y'all ever get your hands on some Lone Star and somebody wants to do, have y'all tried Lone Star?
I love it.
I love it. Lone Star. People love it or hate it, but it's a pretty great, like, if you're like, oh, I can only, it's like the PBR of the South.
Yes.
I would love to do Andy, a Lone Star PBR off.
Andy, ooh. This goes into, we talked once about doing the regional cheap beers.
Oh, got Lone Star.
Lone Star has to be present. Yeah. You could PBR. Do Narragansett from Rhode Island, PBR,
Olympia
Rainier,
from Washington.
Olympia. Oh, and Olympia.
Pacific
yeah.
Northwest has so
yeah.
many.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think you would throw in something like Tecate or something. There would be an entrant of that nature. I don't know if there's a smaller scale version. Anyway, we'll do that. That could be a fun party one because you could probably only get it by like the case if you're going to get it from out of state.
Yeah.
And so you could throw, we could have a, we, that could be a rager.
Okay, B is growing on me. That's the most recent one
All right.
we've had. It is different, though. It is it feels like the outlier to me.
I'm going to be so embarrassed if it's Paul Adams. I'm going to be so. Or John.
It's your boy, Sammy.
Sam Adams.
Wait, is it Paul Sammy, Adams. John, or Paul?
Like,
Paul.
You know Paul Adams.
John.
John Barr.
Ringo Adams.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? If it is Sammy, fuck yeah.
Wow.
You know?
That's true.
Wow.
Beating the Germans at their own game.
I've gotten really big into, like, Kieran and Ichiban.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Love those. I love all those Japanese beers are so chill.
Lighter to me. Yeah. Let's circle back to R, guys. Let's go B back to R.
That's what I just did.
It's so weird when you start circling back on these after we've had some of them all.
Now R fits in so much better with these than it did at the start.
Yeah, it does.
At There's the top, not, I was like, this ooh, doesn't this isn't going to do it.
There's no player in here that's like, I'm kicking off the team completely.
That's right.
Like, where I feel like a lot of times ever we'll do these blind shootouts and someone just falls on their face. You know what I mean? There's an entrant that's just like, ugh. But these are solid.
Hey, off the top rope just came the mystery can.
Okay.
Careful not to rip off the label when you're pulling it out of your six pack.
Okay.
Okay, we got a silver. It's definitely silver. So I'm trying to think.
Silver.
Nice. Did everybody get the, is this like very thick construction paper, Josh? I like it.
I mean, I might accidentally put two pieces on there.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Smelling the can here, so that's maybe
smells of can. I smell hops. I smell hops on this one. Piney
this,
berry.
I'm guessing this is going to feel much lighter or taste much lighter, I should say.
Right now, I can only smell the construction paper. I know that sounds weird, but.
Mm.
This is weird.
Oh, almost very fruity.
Yeah, something fruity, but not in a sweet way, right? Yeah.
Wow. You know what this tastes like? This tastes like when I was a kid, we used to get, they were like generic. Some kind of, they're not Fruit Loops and they're not Apple Jacks, but they were in a bag and they were orange. The whole bag was orange. Whoa. They were not, it was not a good cereal and it was only vaguely sweet like this is. It was a really disappointing thing. This tastes like that.
I think you
but
have
as
to
a
be,
drink, it's better.
I think you have to be careful breathing in when you take this because the construction paper really does fly in on you.
Yeah.
It's almost like wild.
It's really funny.
Wow.
To me, there's like a
crazy
like a grapefruit a grapefruit iced tea vibe to it.
Ooh, could be the Snapple.
It's a Twisted Tea. This whole thing has been sponsored by Twisted Tea.
Thanks to our sponsor, Twisted Tea, for coming out. All right. Well, that's the outlier.
Okay.
Okay, I got to circle back to J and A real quick before we start making, you know, predictions or we definitely need to guess by country. And then I guess, and, you know, obviously we need to single out our boy Sammy.
Hmm. Why are we singling out Sam?
Because he owes us money.
Could you imagine? Sam.
Sam, you owe us
Sam,
money.
You got to pay us. I sent you that Venmo request, Sam.
I have a Venmo request that popped up, and it was like, do you want to cancel this? And it was requesting somebody to pay me back $100. And I guess I never got it. I'm about to bring up some shit from 2020.
I have one of those that is from somebody's like bachelor party that they owe. It was like one of those things where you all split the thing at the end of the weekend and somebody owes me $90 from a thing a year ago. Like the wedding has already happened.
Mm.
It's pretty fucked up and you can't keep pinging them or anything about it. It doesn't even do it automatically. It's just chilling in this person's Venmo. Two people at the same bachelor party. One person straight up just declined.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very intense, and it's one of those things where I'm just like,
monsters.
Am I really gonna push this thing? But it's not beverage related, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
This is going to be really hard for me to rate these, I think.
Yeah, I I am surprised. I don't know if I've ever had this before on the show where they're really homogenizing for me. Everything is starting to taste similar.
Can I tell you guys something, though?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I know who Sammy is.
Oh, you figured it out?
I just think I know it. I think I know it.
You're like, it's the outlier.
Are we considering B the outlier, sort of? Is that the one?
No, I mean, the can is officially the outlier.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You don't
have
to guess what it is. We'll just reveal it. We could look at it now if you want.
What was the last bottle we drank, though? I think it was B, right? Yeah.
Ooh. But there is a difference.
B was our last. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, wow. This is... Okay. Okay. So everybody start kind of... Start getting your bearings of what your top to bottom are.
Okay.
Jeez, this is tough.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Fuck.
I got mine. I know what's up. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. This is okay. I'm ready too.
You know,
Ever, are you ready?
I'm ready. I thought I had a favorite, then I retried Jay after sipping on all of these in a circle. I'm like, yes. Oh, Jay, mm-hmm. Nice. I didn't think I was going to.
Is Jay your fave?
I mean, before it was B. I thought B was going to be my favorite. I think it's Jay.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Hold on. Ever kicking it off with Jay. All right. Go down the line. Then what's second?
B.
Okay.
Let me try this.
Shit. I'm getting buzzed and I can't taste the difference between these.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
A.
Okay.
And R.
Nice. Okay. I'm going to go... Jojo, I'm having you go last because I feel like you might just have
good
an
idea.
Inkling of what some of these are. I'm going to go R, which was the first one we drank, the happy drunk. I don't know why it shined for me. Number one spot. Number two spot, I'm going B with Ever. Then I'm going to go J and then A, I think.
Ooh, la, la.
Well, we're all over the map.
Yeah, this is exciting. This is really exciting.
These are really tight, and I'm trying not to overthink what they are. I'm going to just say, and I'm sort of ranking them based on... since this is like a kind of like an Olympic event, you know, like there's super strict rules for how to make this thing to be called this or whatever. So I'm going to go, I feel like B is my favorite.
Okay.
Oh.
Then A.
Okay. Then, wow. We really are all over the mark.
These ones could have flipped for me. J in three.
Okay.
And then R last, just because it's kind, that one is a bit of an outlier in the bunch for me. But they're all good.
They're great
as
beers.
You said, super into these. I'm excited that I have the rest of all of them.
Happy October.
Here. I'm going to drink them.
All right. So let's do this.
I'm going to make my friend a steak.
I don't think we need to, I mean, we could guess all of them, but I feel like. I almost feel like it's like, let's guess which one's Sam Adams and then, right? Is that the move or should we guess what all
I
of them are?
I haven't had a Sam Adams in years. So I don't know.
It's honestly same. And I'm from Massachusetts. It's one of those weird things that like, I know which one it is.
Okay.
Without it.
Okay.
I won't say.
So this will just be for Ever and I. Let's go. How about this? Ever, do you have any idea if you were to guess what J is?
Absolutely not. I have no idea what any of these are. I'm a bit embarrassed.
Okay, so let's just guess who Sammy is in the bunch then. Of the how you rated it, you went top J, then B, then A, then R. Which one's Sammy?
R. No. R.
Okay. I'm going Sammy is B.
Oh, shit.
That's my guess. And I think we can just leave it at that, JoJo, as far as guessing. What do you think, JoJo? Because I think the other ones, yeah, like, we just guess, have no idea.
That's
what, right?
I for sure know.
Okay, yeah,
that, the other ones, like, as far as, I feel like I'm way off.
Let's. Can we reveal in Ever's order, Josh? So starting with Jay.
Okay, Jay is the number one.
Yeah.
Number one is my favorite is Sam Adams. Are we allowed to take this off yet or no?
Wait, I'll tell you, Jay. I'll tell you what Jay is Polliner.
Oh.
Oh.
That's okay, so nice.
All right. What was your second place?
B. Which, by the way, that's my Sam Adams pick. I'd put it out there.
That one is Hacker Shore.
Whoa.
Whoa. Another okay, one hold of on, the hold OGs. On, hold on. Hold on. Let's pause for 1 second. Are both of these the top two spots for Ever, the German ones?
That's right.
Ooh, wow.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
These are both German ones in those, it real. In those smaller bottles. Mm-hmm. That's why I tried to keep my mouth shut, because I at least did know that. The taller bottles were the American ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duh.
I'm so glad that didn't even like come across your plates. This is
we
great.
Were not even paying all attention.
Right. Okay. What's wait, and what's next?
A.
Shiner. Because R is Sam Adams.
Everyone,
you got it right.
It.
Whoa.
Wow.
Can I further reveal? Can I keep the reveals coming?
Please.
That Jay, the Polliner.
Yeah.
Is the first ever Oktoberfest beer. They claim the original Oktoberfest beer on planet Earth. That was also the winner of our Oktoberfest shootout 6 years ago.
Oh, no shit.
Wow. Yes.
Love that.
So that was the only re-entrant into this contest. So pretty
cool.
Pretty fucking awesome.
And I got to say also, like, they're all pretty close, but that's... I mean, Ever, you just killed it. Yeah.
The Sam Adams I could taste. I could have done that in a glass. Like,
no shit.
All their beers, they have like a signature flavor profile they try to throw on.
Interesting.
You know, they have like this kind of heavy caramel thing that goes on in there. And I wasn't even saying that to try to lead anybody. When I'm saying it now, it's like, oh, that's their bag.
Nice.
So what's would anyone like to reveal
friend?
The can?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Open
can we
it up.
Rip it off?
You can rip that off.
All right. Twisted Tees.
Hey.
Oh, Athletic Brewing.
Oh, Athletic Brewing Company.
What? Non-alcoholic.
It's an N.A. Oktoberfest. Had to grab it.
Honestly, like, I have a lot of sober friends that love non-alcoholic beer. I can't wait to...
You can share that one. It is weird. Yeah. It's strange putting... I wanted to try that because we've been doing that a lot lately with sodas. We had a lot of like diet with the full sugar stuff. To sort of put an NA... We recently did a non-alcoholic IPA shootout. And so... But we talked about how like, oh, there's a shit ton of non-alcoholic beers out there anyway. But putting it up against... It is a little bit like putting a veggie burger up against like beef patty. It's tough.
It's rough.
You can't... there's too much, but this is interesting, and I would be curious. I think this goes down pretty easy. It really did taste like tea, you know. But it kind of has some of the stuff going
Twisted
on.
Twisted Tea, thank you so much to our sponsors tonight. Twisted Tea, reminding you to stay twisted and drink and responsibly.
Nailed it! Oh man,
burping.
All right,
yeah, it's rough. Okay, right. It's 10 p.m. We're burping. We're burping so much.
All right, so Ever, our next week,
okay.
We have one more segment of the show.
Great.
And that segment of the show is called
Brian's Question.
So when we first dreamt up this show, my brother-in-law, Brian, sent us 100 questions. We answered all those. Cool. And then when we rebooted on Twitch, he sent another 100. So we're going to have you read this question.
Oh, incredible.
And we'll see if you have any thoughts on this. We'll see if we can answer his question.
Okay.
We have not pre-screened these. This is just the order they flow in. This is question 24.
Question 24, Brian's question. What drink do you have on vacation in the winter?
Oh, lovely.
Riddle me this. You could have saved her. I gave you all the clues.
oh, he's killed people.
You know what I've been jamming on? Hot toddies.
Hot toddies.
Okay, wait, drink how do you make a hot toddy? What's a hot toddy recipe?
I mean, for me, it's like a nice lemon tea. If I'm feeling spicy, I'll do herbal.
Okay.
A lot of lemon. Sometimes it's just, I don't like to just do hot water and bourbon and lemon, or hot water, whiskey and lemon, but it's good.
Hot water, whiskey and lemon. Is that the classic?
It's medicinal.
You're adding the tea, herbal tea. Are you adding your sleepy time tea?
Tried the sleepy. That's brand new. I mean, I was just thinking, I ordered a hot toddy at a cocktail bar. I didn't give a fuck. I was like,
I ordered a hot toddy at the cocktail bar.
Sorry, I don't know if we're allowed to swear. Apologies.
We are.
Okay, it was like I was getting chilly. I said, I want a hot toddy. And they looked at me like I was wild. And I was like, put it like this. Or really honestly, the winter is when I go back to like bourbons and whiskeys. I will say I made a joke about White Russians. And the first time I discovered those in Chicago, just milk and vodka. And like, okay, am I wrong? Do y'all remember like having a chocolate martini and then like drizzled around a glass? Making this?
You're at a place, you're at Rock Bottom or at like a TGI Fridays or the 99.
Yes.
Name your regional bar and grill.
Mm-hmm.
On that menu.
But yeah, I think right now it's going to be I love a good old fashioned.
That's my fave. Winter. Oh, snow coming down, old fashioned. Yeah. Doesn't get better. But you guys, I've never had a hot toddy so ever. I really want to try one.
Nice. Coats to throw. You can have some honey too.
Fuck yeah.
Hot toddy. Drink it and see. It's made of whiskey and some hot tea. Add a lemon, and that's all. I'm going to leave it there. Nice. But those are great choices. On vacation in the winter is a critical piece of this puzzle to me, because I was going to say eggnog is the first thing that comes to mind as exclusively seasonal. I'm not going to make that on vacation.
You're going to order that on
vacation. You're going to order that on vacation.
Yeah.
My dad.
Have you ever
ordered eggnog in your life?
Wow.
You're at some ski lodge.
Okay.
Winter time around Christmas. I'll have an eggnog, please.
What's the thing with like hot? It's not apple juice. Apple cider.
With some rum in it.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah, you get a spiked hot apple cider dynamite.
Yep.
Also, spike your hot chocolate. You can go a couple ways with this. You can do a little peppermint schnapps.
Oh
yeah, that's the move.
You could do some Baileys.
Oh my god,
that's also the move.
Some Kahlua,
Everclear maybe.
Everclear.
151.
151. You light the top on fire.
In Chicago, I thought it was cool that I could drink 151. I would go to this bar called Carol's, which was a country western dive bar. Excuse me. I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm going to have to take so many Tums. And they had 151. I just found out about that. And I was like 21, 22. And I would order Long Island iced teas with 151.
Oh my God. They let you call that?
Yeah. It's a 5 a.m. bar. And they have the same country western band called the Diamondbacks. But I stopped one day. So we went in early, my friends and I, and I ordered that. And the gnarliest looking woman I've ever seen in my life went, cheers, cheers, that's my drink. She was like wasted. And I was like, I can't have this anymore. This is not.
You saw the future.
It was grim. It was bleak.
Yeah. That is dark.
Well, there's something about the Long Island iced tea. That is the
ghost of Christmas future.
In general, like there is a age cutoff for Long Island iced teas. Ooh. Like the idea of me. Like, it would be really funny to go out with, like, let's say you're going out with, like, a couple friends or something that, like, you've never gone out to dinner with or something. Or maybe, like kids' parents or something. Like, if I ordered a Long Island iced tea.
Arrested.
Kind of a clutch move. But, like, exactly.
I would call the cops. Arrest this man.
I feel like it's kind of like living in Boston. You either do it when you're young or you do it when you're old. Right. Like that's kind of it. You don't really want to spend all due respect to any Boston listeners out there, but it's more for those age brackets. I feel like the Long Island iced tea occupies that kind of golf, whatever they call like the 19th hole or whatever type of thing, or whatever's path was. And I think you played it right.
I had to stop.
I think you hung up your spurs when you had to. And that's important. Oh, you know what? So I'm going to add one other drink to this vacation in winter. A Manhattan. That's like the wintertime martini. Mm-hmm. Though I love a martini.
Great.
Also.
Love.
But a Manhattan, tougher to drink in the summertime.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll fucking do it. Absolutely. But I feel like for me, it is like the cherry, all that stuff. I don't know. It just feels the bourbon. It's all happening.
I'm trying to go through my Rolodex, but you guys are bringing back Bailey's. A good eggnog.
If I can add one more, I would probably say a Twisted Tea. Put that in the microphone. Put that in the microwave.
I love a Twisted Tea in the winter.
Nuke it for 2 minutes. Primo.
Well, what I've been doing with my Twisted Teas in the winter is I put it in a crock pot. Low slips, simmer. Kind of like you do with your spiced apple cider. And what I love about Twisted Teas is that as it gets hotter and hotter, the smell really, it blossoms. I'm going to just say that. It blossoms in that crock pot.
So, can I tell you something else?
Twisted Teas.
Ever, if you make it in the crock pot, you know how you can use those like kind of plastic bag liners you can get for your crock pot for easy cleanup? So you make it in there, the Twisted Tea, and then whatever you don't drink that night, you just take that bag,
put it
in like an old Franzia box, you know what I mean? And then put
those.
It in the fridge, and it's just as good cold the next day.
I got good news for you all. Twisted is now making their own line of crockpot liners and empty wine boxes. Yeah, they are now supplying that. You head over to twistedtea.com, use promo code TBASHLIVE. They will hook you up.
And that's sick. Now, I'm a first-time orderer on twistedteas.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, first-time orders are going to get an extra 15% off.
I was going to ask.
You do have to sign up for the text messages, but you can unsubscribe. But yeah, a little hack right there.
That's right.
Wow.
You didn't hear that from us, okay?
Are they going to be doing the Twisted Tea mugs this year?
You betcha they are.
You read our minds.
Wow.
Yeah. We just talked to Brad in marketing, and we should be seeing a few of those earlier than expected.
Oh, that's lucky. That's great. First look.
Yeah.
The exclusive. This
could, for the holidays. Yeah.
I'm not trying to tip what we're going to do for the prize for the freestyle or for people sending in their sounds for our music contest, but I'm just going to say, what is rap music other than taking sounds and twisting them up?
That's what, oh my God, into that's great.
Oh, wow.
And bringing them beautiful. Back for you and for me. I think, you know, you'll be seeing some of these in your stocking.
Wow.
Unreal. Well, okay, guys, before we wrap up, can everyone take their first pick ever? That's J for you, R for me, which is the Sam. I picked Sam Adams as my favorite one, guys.
Yep, you're a classic Sammy boy.
I'm a classic boy. Just one. Let's take one more rip and a cheers to you guys ever. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all for having
for
me.
For coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Ever.
Ooh.
That's nice.
Is there anything specifically that our listeners need to check out? Anything you got coming down the pipeline that you're excited about? Anything you want to plug?
You guys did a great job at plugging Y'all Gay Pod. It's something that I started with my best friend, Allie Clayton. We're both from the South. There is no agenda on this podcast. It is just us shooting the shit. And you're going to find out some things about Allie. She grew up with lions and tigers, kind of like Tiger King.
Shit.
There is a video on, I don't mean to brag, but I almost blew up my parents' house last Christmas, and that can be found on my Instagram or my Twitter at Ever Maynard. And TikTok won't let me post it. I'm so close to going viral, and then as soon as it goes,
do you get shadow banned or something? What's the deal?
Well, because it is, it's okay. So I'll tell you what it is. I have a series with my mom called Not an Issue, and all we do is scream back, "It's an issue" or "It's not an issue." My mother always has an issue. I don't, and we do public. we get pretty loud and rowdy in public. You know, it's kind of like hidden camera. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Last Christmas, I was home and I said, Mom, I want to do this issue because we were just elevating them. Mm-hmm. And I go, I want to start the fire pit. Like, there's like a nice fire you can sit around and I'll put some gas on it. And it's just like a big boom and it'll die down. That's what I was saying. I don't know why I would think it would just go out. So instead, I start this fire. My mom comes out and this whole all day, she's like, please don't do that. It's a bad idea. I don't think you should do that. I was like, it's fine, Mom. Should have prepped the water hose. I douse the
gas. You had no hose on standby?
You want sand in that instance, actually.
Well, thank you so much. I know that now, thanks to the internet and the insane amount of comments. Because water will spread the fire.
Yeah.
Suffocate it. It lights fire up to the gas can. And I'm panicking and I'm running and it's pouring out. I'm like so lucky it didn't explode in my hands. It's in the most insane video, but TikTok won't put it up because it says I'm like encouraging self-harm. But I guess that's fine.
And the algorithm knows that?
Yeah.
Sneaky.
I feel like your mom reported you.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah. Issue.
Honestly, like I think about, I can't believe I'm talking about this. And so I'm so exhausted. I'm in my mid-30s. Why am I talking about social media? But we get it. It's the industry, baby. But if you want to just have a nice psychotic laugh, you can check that out. A lot of shows always in Los Angeles. Hoping to start a tour soon, which is exciting. And working on a nice short film with Courtney Carwall. So,
awesome.
Yeah, very fun.
All right. Well, everyone follow Ever Maynard. We got your handle.
Thank you so
right
much.
Down there on the bottom.
Appreciate that.
Ever Maynard for our audio listeners. Do that. Check out that video. Mm-hmm. Watch out for those tour dates.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's it. Jojo, do you got anything?
Absolutely not.
Love
I'm going to drink right. the rest of this beer and try to fall asleep.
All right, lovely. Gang.
Ever, thank you so much,
thank
gang.
You for
we
me.
Will see you next week.
Oh my gosh,
your
pleasure
week.
And a treasure.
And last but not least, Jojo, you ready?
I'm ready.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.